About 60 moms and dads and their kids gathered outside the Immigration Customs Enforcement Office downtown Thursday morning for a play date, protesting the separation of migrant families arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border undocumented. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
With shakers, drums, and harmonicas, kids ranging in age from 1 to 11 sang with their parents and drew with sidewalk chalk outside the immigration office downtown. Mike Hashey was there with his 3-year-old son, Gabriel.
To see kids separated at the border, to see people treated so brutally and so inhumanely, we have to speak up and we have to stop it.
He said he was on his way to drop off his son at daycare and go to work, but he wanted to stop here first. Gabriel was holding a white umbrella with the words, "Families belong together," written on it. At one point, he dropped it and tried to go inside. His dad scooped him up, and they rejoined the protest. Just a few feet away, a woman wearing an ankle bracelet spoke on her phone.
¿Cómo se llama?
Carla.
Carla?
Mm-hmm.
Carla is 27 and arrived in the United States last Friday.
It's my first time here in the U.S. When I came to the U.S., they put an ankle bracelet on me.
She says she left Honduras.
It's a dangerous country. There's lots of delinquency. The president of the country hasn't provided any job opportunities. There's little education for our kids and no security for people.
She has two sons. One is 10, he's standing next to her, and the other is 6.
We had an appointment, but no one was here, so we have to come back tomorrow.
Carla says she's not separated from either son.
Everything is good, thanks be to God.
She knows she's a lucky one. An estimated 3,000 children have been separated from their parents because of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. In some cases, the parents have been deported, but their kids are still in the U.S. It's believed some of those children are being held in Maryland, while the administration scrambles to comply with a federal judge's order to reunite the families. But Maryland officials haven't been able to find out exactly how many children are here, their names and ages, who is taking care of them, and if they are licensed to do so. Attorney General Brian Frosch wrote to the Departments of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services 3 weeks ago asking for this information. He also asked for the plan for reunification, but he's heard nothing. And a spokeswoman says he's not been able to see the facility or facilities where the children are. Likewise, for the Maryland congresspeople WYPR spoke to, one legislative aide did confirm that he knew some children were being held by Bethany Christian Services, a Michigan-based nonprofit with a facility in Crofton that specializes in foster care and adoption. An official there would not discuss how many children were there, nor when reunifications might take place. Back in front of the ICE offices in Baltimore, mothers perched their kids on their hips and held signs demanding reunite families now and heaping shame on ICE. 8-year-old Zach Gravolgi from Baltimore was working on a drawing on the building's front steps.
So this is ICE, and it was one of ICE people, and this is children, and this is ICE taking away the children from their communities.
He said the idea of being taken from one's parents really upsets him. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.